Good morning, this is Jeremy Hughes of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 23rd of July 2012. It was a positive first half of the week with US second quarter earnings better than expected. And markets were up in spite of some rather uninspiring data from the economy and no sign of further quantitative easing from the Fed. But the second half really went pear-shaped as Greece and Spain hit the headlines again, with Spanish bond yields in particular at record highs. Also, last week you saw the IMF downgrade its economic forecast for 2013 from 4.1% to 3.9%. It may not sound much, but translate that into unemployment and jobs, and it's quite painful. Let's look at the highlights of last week, first of all, from the US. We saw mixed stuff here. There's an unexpected decline in retail sales, but housing continues to improve quite nicely. Industrial production recovered and capacity utilization improved, but manufacturing service still shows slowing momentum, and once again data is very mixed here. I'd say most of the earning results from US companies, which is just starting, results topped expectations, albeit those expectations were much lower on the back of a weak global economy. So although the results exceeded expectations, the earnings bar has certainly been lowered. Across in Europe, it was a very mixed week, mainly dominated by a lot of technical stuff from the ECB to do with Greek bonds. And at the end of the week, this very poor auction of Spanish bonds, with Spanish bond yields rising to record highs, indicating where that Spain may be losing access to capital markets. However, European finance ministers did give their final approval for the 100 billion Spanish bank bailout, and the first tranche of around 30 billion euros should be in place by the end of the month. Here in the UK, good news, inflation fell dramatically to 2.4%. A fall of 0.4%. Across in Asia Pacific, little news from the Far East, which mainly reacted to the US and European news. Equity markets very mixed across the region. Looking at some of the other indicators, the euro, unsurprisingly, is now at a fresh low against all major currencies, and it's now at its lowest against the yen since 2002. Oil rose on the limited good news in US manufacturing reports, but then really rose on increased tensions in the Middle East, and it rose quite significantly. US Treasury yields slipped again as risk appetite fell away after a couple of weeks in which it had improved quite substantially. Let's have a quick look at the markets. As I say, they're really quite mixed. Japan was down around 2%. Far East overall was little changed, although that disguises a lot of different movements in regional markets. Europe up about 0.5%, UK up about 1%, US 2 up about 0.5%. Oil was up 5% to $91 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate, and gold down about 0.5% at $1,580. The bottom line, well, as I say, we remain in a period of deep uncertainty. And low but not negative global growth. And I would emphasize that although the IMF projection for global growth has been cut for 2013, it's still not far off 4%, and that's fairly reasonable for global growth. However, the euro crisis continues to weigh, and I think once again we're heading for yet another crisis on this front in Spain. So in the current environment, it is important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against these macroeconomic risks. This week, market moving events, Spain. Interesting to see the first estimate of US second quarter GDP, which was released on Friday. And there's a lot of flash manufacturing and service data from a number of major countries around the world, so keep an eye on all of those. Here at PFL, moving very much into holiday mode. I'll be doing one more commentary next week and taking a break for August. Please note, nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Please speak to your financial advisor or other professional advisor before taking any action regarding this commentary. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. That's it from me. Have a very good week. Take care. Speak to you next week.